然死是很多人忌讳的字眼，但说实话，他在日常对话里的使用频率还真高。除了像笑死我了、愁死我了这类明显带有夸张或玩笑口吻的表达之外，还有像打死我也不如何如何这样听起来类似发誓、颇为严肃的表达。正是因为打死我也不如何如何像发誓，所以它虽然也明显包含夸张成分，但大家一听就知道，你反对某件事情的态度很鲜明，绝不是随口说说。英语里的 wouldn't be caught dead 有着完全相同的效果，死也不会被逮到如何如何，当然就是绝无可能如何如何，突出那种强烈的反感态度。
It's not as bad as it looks, I promise. They have really good pancakes. And bonus, nobody else from school would ever be caught dead here.
I don't love pancakes, but I do love the idea of not seeing anyone else from school, so.
Wouldn't be caught dead 后面经常接 doing something, 比如 I wouldn't be caught dead smoking cigarettes.此外，他也经常借描述状态的表达，比如 She wouldn't be caught dead in a sweater like that。 末了提个有趣的现象，英语国家的人总体来说也都很忌讳死这个字眼或相关话题，但他们同时又频频使用 wouldn't be caught dead 这样的表达，这种矛盾和我们忌讳死有三句不离死的情形如出一辙。我是刘燕， Until next timeBye.
Yeah, you suddenly switch. In all of my years, I never seen someone corrupted so clean. Lately, I'm feeling like I'm being